there were reports you were pretty happy even getting after that game. We've seen you guys win some big games. What was it about that one that really kind of set you off afterwards?
I mean, many things. I mean, people may disagree, but I mean, you know, personally, as a player and what that meant for the players, I was happy and, you know, ecstatic for them, because I haven't found anything that makes you feel more like a man than, you know, to go, you know, not only beat your opponent, but, you know, you're beating their crowd. And then the elements in a playoff game, and both teams have to beat the elements, but to beat the, in a playoff game, to beat the elements, to beat the opposing team, to beat the opposing crowd, just nothing quite makes you feel like a man like that, that I've found.
How's your voice today?
Good, good. Strong.
No ill effects from the robust shouting after the game?
Oh, was there? Was there robust?
After the game, the widely distributed clip of you bringing out the who's got it better than us.
Uh-huh.
It sounds like you could barely get the words out because you were so hoarse.
No, it was, feel good, robust.
You didn't want to talk about the elements much heading into the game, but now that's over, how bad was it out there? How hard on these players and on you?
Well, it was some really good things about it. I think one of the biggest things, you know, we've got a good bad weather quarterback. I think we've established that. And then when you factor it into the field, the traction wasn't good. It's tough on defensive players, because they're the ones that have to react. The offensive player knows where they're going, and the defensive player has to react. And the thing I didn't envision, you know, really even going into the game, and I didn't envision when we drafted Colin, was just, I mean, how unbelievably effective he would be on a bad field. I mean, he was running like a gazelle, and at times just looked like he was running and having fun, and like he was the only one on the field. I mean, that's what a difference it was between him and the other defenders that were out there, and because of the bad field, you know, factoring that in, but that was very much to our advantage.
It seems that Colin, towards the end of the season, was doing especially well throwing on the run, and it looked really, really comfortable with that. He had a great day breaking the pocket and running yesterday. Mm-hmm. Is this something that the coaching staff has been encouraging him to do more, or is it just kind of the way he's seeing the field right now?
I think, you know, the way he's seeing the field, and there's quite a few excellent passes from the pocket as well. I mean, he had some very good touch passes. To Crabtree on the sideline, to Bolden on the sideline, downfield throws. Aaron Rodgers made some terrific throws. I thought Colin, you know, arguably made more terrific throws. And, the touch to the backs coming out of the backfield I thought was really good. And, those aren't easy climates to throw the ball, to catch the ball in, and to execute in. But I thought our guys did a very good job of it.
You say he's a good bad weather quarterback. What about, besides like you said, I guess the footing and the speed that the defense had trouble with, what else about his skills do you think particularly translates to difficult conditions?
Well, being able to throw a ball that pierces, through the elements, the wind, he's shown that in the rain, bad weather footing or, elements of precipitation. He can pierce a defense with velocity and the tightness of the spiral. And also, really did a nice job with the touch on the ball as well. Going to be difficult to catch the ball at times. I thought he really laid it and placed it extremely well. And that's hard to do. Just the hand on the ball, the coldness, the hardness of the ball. You can't compress it with your fingers as well as you can when it's 70 degrees out. So we got a we got a good bad weather quarterback.
I'm guessing you can appreciate those skills, maybe, and you obviously.
Yeah, I do. I do. I appreciate those from a quarterback, and you know, and the difficulty on the defense when the field was like it was. I mean, it was. It's harder to react for a defensive player when the footing is not as good. But I thought our defense did a heck of a job. I mean, holding Aaron Rodgers to his lowest output, you know, in his playoff career, I think that speaks volumes for the way our defense played. We had you know, several big plays. When you look at Parrish Cox, T. Brown, T. Brock, all made big PBUs down the field. Parrish Cox on the broken play at 3rd and 16, Aaron just chucked it, and Parrish was able to make the deflection, which, I mean, that would have been a huge play of the game. T. Brown got a PBU on the post that was wide open, and then also T. Brock on the sideline. Those are huge plays and very, very tough on the defenders. Also, Andy Lee. I've been a holder in NFL games in cold, snowy, windy type of conditions, and it is not a great feeling when you're sitting there as the holder, you know, wondering how the ball is going to come back. And you know, there was a couple that, you know, kind of came back with a little wobble, you know, hot, that he had to reach for or reach back for. And thought he did an excellent job, and that needs to be pointed out. That was saved us.
A few times this year, you've mentioned that Anquan Boldin, you've given him the compliments of he's a football player. Kaepernick, after the interception, knocks helmets with Williams, and then everything else he did, both running and throwing. Would you bestow that same sort of compliment to him?
Yes. Colin Kaepernick is a football player.
Yesterday, you had a lot of praise for Michael Crabtree and his hands.
Yes. Yes.
What makes him special? I mean, what separates him from the pack?
A lot of talent, a lot of physical ability, and competitiveness. This, you know, he's a highly competitive individual. It's important for him to be good. It's important for him to make plays. He's got a lot of pride about his own personal performance and the team's performance. And he's one of those guys that can, you know, really get his engine revved up for games and big games. And just, he catches the football. A lot of people talk about different things for receivers, 40 times or three cones, how fast they run around the little orange cones, et cetera. But pretty darn important to catch the ball for a receiver. And I just have never personally seen anybody catch the ball better than Michael Crabtree does.
You mentioned that.
Different does that make you guys going to Carolina with Crabtree on the field versus the last time you guys played them and you know, not producing a lot against them?
You know, more dangerous. You know, Michael Crabtree was not there for that game, and Vernon was out of the game early with a concussion, et cetera. I think more dangerous.
How quickly do you take sort of the euphoria from that game, and then when you get on the plane, when do you turn the page to Carolina? How soon is that?
For me, it's by the time we land. but you know, you talk about a happy flight. You know, everybody's experienced a happy flight in their own way. You know, for me, it's talk to the players and you know, have some conversations on the plane, and then I sit there in my seat, and I've got the video of the game that I'm watching, and then also our planes have a TV, so you're watching some of the highlights of the other games, and you know, highlight comes on, I want to see, you can press the pause on my video, and I'm just sitting there, you know, just me, and all I need now is a cup of coffee, and I'm just happy as I could possibly be, you know, doing those things. And then when I run out of the video to watch, then start watching the Carolina tape, and then my mood starts to change as we start to land and start focusing on the Carolina Panthers. It's a happy flight for me. Other people may experience that happy flight in a different way, but that's how I do it. It's very, very nice.
Obviously, it's early in that process, but as you start to analyze the Panthers, what did you learn from that video, from that first game against them, and what makes their defense so difficult, so tough to move the ball?
Well, very, very, very good and dominant front seven. Excellent in the secondary, very physical. They've added very nice players at the safety position, and they've done a nice job at the corner position, free agent or draft. They've put that defense together really, really well, and they play well together, and they lead in top five in several defensive categories with very well-coached, sound schemes and very good players.
Excuse me, Phil Dawson has waited a long time for this, and mm-hmm. I know we talk to you about him all the time, but can you sense what something like last night meant to a veteran like Phil and just to be in this position at this stage?
Just a great feeling of winning, you know, a great thrill of victory, wonderful, wonderful feeling of winning, and the experience the things that we had talked about, you know, just how that makes you feel as a man, as a football player, you know, when you defeat, you know, all those different things, the opponent, the crowd, the pressure, the elements. You could tell he's just happier maybe than he'll ever be, you know, and remember that for many years to come, you know. The story of the good man shall teach his son, and he'll remember it, you know, and when he's old, he'll feel very good about that, what he accomplished. It was just a great moment, just eye to eye, looking knee to knee, looking at him. That was why I was so ecstatic, you know, why you so thrilled after the game. You know, it's moments like that I shared with Phil or or Colin or Patrick or Navarro, et cetera. And also to point out on the field goal protection, the offensive line was really good on a field that's tough to hold your ground and, you know, sink and protect. I thought our offensive line did a fabulous job in that regard as well.
What was that last field goal like for you? Did you see, I guess they call offsides on the Packers, and did you see how close that guy came to blocking it? There was a video where it looked like the ball went through the arms,
yeah. And I didn't see the through the arms until I was on the plane, right. Enjoying my happy flight. Yeah. No, I felt good. I knew it was offsides. Saw the flag come out, and I think it's the feeling that you feel as a quarterback when you know the defense has jumped offside and you got a free play. You know, might as well chuck it downfield. and fortunately the ball went through. And we didn't have to re-kick. Game winner. Walk-off field goal. At the end like that for the game winner, I mean, we would have stretched it, you know, probably to whatever we needed to. But going that direction, which was more into the wind than the other direction, we would have stretched it to 53, 52, 51. Would have tried it, especially if it was the last kick. But, you know, great job of our offense getting the first down, you know, not forcing us to make that kick in, you know, with a minute left on the clock, to where you give the Packers the ball on the 41 or the 42 or the 43. You know, that would have been dicey. Pardon?
Go ahead,
sir. Oh. So that would have been a little dicey. So the offense knocking out those yards, those critical yards after Collins' scramble on 3rd and 8, you know, was huge as well. We picked up another 12 or 15 yards after the Colin made the first down to get us into field goal range.
Four of your last five games have been, you know, final play type of games. As a coach, is that you like that, or is it irritating? You seem to enjoy the nail biter type of game.
Winning's never an irritant to me. Never, 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 never. I think it's the TV audience would be highly tuned into the 49er games. Probably never. They don't turn off their sets when they're watching the San Francisco 49ers. Must be very entertaining. But no, I'm never irritated by a win.
How cool is it?
It's never an irritant to me. Comfortable is never a word I would use in football. It's a confusing word to me. There is no comfortable or comfort. I think our team is very confident that they have the players that are going to make the plays. They know that they have a defensive line that's going to push the pocket. They have defensive backs that can get the pass break up. Linebackers that are going to tackle, quarterback that's going to make the throw when the throw needs to be made, or a play, running back who's going to get the first down when it's third and three, and an offensive line that's going to protect when they have to do it. Receivers are going to make the catch when the catch needs to be made. So I think that's a confidence that our team has. And a kicker that's going to make the kick, and a holder that's going to make the hold, snapper that's going to make the snap. There's a good confidence with our football team.
A couple more. Have Ric Flair address the team the night before the game. Was that a cool experience for you?
Cool. Yeah. Very cool. Very cool.
How did the whole thing come about?
Justin Smith had made a comment during the week. It'd be great if we could get Ric Flair to come to the game, and so I just kind of took it in and went to work. Jeff Ferguson, our trainer, and some of the guys and the support staff reached out to Mr. Flair, and he was able with his schedule to work in coming to the game, and it was cool. Got the red blood pumping the night before the game, which was good.
I know how you feel about this, but it's that time of year when your top coaches can be interviewed. Have you heard from any teams about Fangio or Greg?
Yes, we have. And Jim Tomsula as well. And imagine that there'll be some interviews taking place in the coming week or weeks. It's smart on their part. Those guys are great coaches. All of them. There's nobody that's got a better staff, my humble opinion, than we do here, and been great, great workers, and leaders of our team. Greg Roman, Vic Fangio, just excellence year after year. Brad Seeley is top notch. Jim Tomsula, his proven track record as a football coach, head coach, assistant coach. Amazing staff. It's you wonder sometimes why it's taken this long, but people are looking for coaches that, if you want the 1 year flash, sometimes seems like people hire that, but here when you look at Greg Roman, Vic Fangio, Brad Seeley, Jim Tomsula, and others that we have on our staff that consistently good year after year. I mean, I think that's special. That's something special, and would be a surprise if somebody's not hired as a head coach.
That was my next question. Redskins and Vikings have.
No need to go into the names. Those men can share that if they choose to, or those teams can if they choose to, but. It would be a surprise if somebody's not, or two, or three.
Did you run into Jerry Coleman when you were in San Diego? Ever? The Padres' longtime broadcaster.
Yes.
A couple war tours. I mean, you were busy yesterday, but he passed yesterday. And
oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Okay. I didn't know if
I wasn't aware of that. Thank you.
Okay. I didn't know if you had any stories from meeting Jerry. He's your kind of guy, it seems like.
Yeah. No doubt about it. I mean, you could spend 30 minutes with him and walk away feeling like you, knew him. You know, he had that that kind of presence of personality and character, and that's he will be missed.
Do you believe in momentum when it comes to playoff time? I mean, you guys have the longest winning streak in the league right now. Does it mean anything?
Well, I believe in yours. You're only as good as your last four quarters of football, and you know, your next four quarters will be based on preparation and your approach, and then proving it. That's you got to go prove it.
Jim, can you compare coaching a clutch game and a win like that versus playing in it? You said that this was the best feeling possible. Do you get that same thing playing, or is it better coaching or better playing?
I think it's better playing. You know, as a coach, you are blocking and tackling nobody. You know, those are the guys that are laying it out on the line, and you know, they feel the greatest share of the satisfaction and the glory and the credit and the feeling. Coaching is definitely the next best thing. So it's wonderful, but yeah, playing is the best.